You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You don't like this?
No, I hate this.
Well, he was in a pinch. What? It's like one of the biggest songs of the past 5 years. You don't like it?
I know, but that's
a surprise. Why don't you like this?
Because you
it's
love
Blanco
it so much
Brown.
You play it all the time.
Only on Fridays when we do this.
Really?
Yeah.
This is our new No Filter Friday music. What's it called?
It's the Get Up Bed. That's what I named it. It's Blanco Brown.
Right. You ready for No Filter Friday?
I am.
Well, look, Susan has been patiently holding.
I know.
Susan, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Hi,
what's
Susan.
What's going on with you? Why are you calling? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I think it's about time for you guys to have someone with an accent on your show.
Oh.
Any particular accent or?
No, I mean any accent, but I do think you are missing a girl, you know.
See, that's what I think. I'm kind of sniffing out what you're putting down here. I'm sensing a little bit of accent from Susan.
Yeah, and I was just wondering, where should I mail my resume?
Where do you apply, huh?
Let me ask you, other than an accent, what would you bring to the show?
Well, then I don't know. I mean, we can talk a lot about travel. We can talk about food.
Talk about food,
all right. Do you have, like, any relationship issues going on in your life? Anything juicy?
I don't. I mean, no, I'm sorry. There's nothing else to share. I mean,
well,
just wanted to say hi.
You're failing. Your interview here.
The only thing you're bringing is that really awesome accent. So, mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah. No, you guys were saying that you worked so hard the entire year, so I just feel like you need an extra hand, you know? You need some help.
All right. I like that.
You are delightful. Can I ask what you're going to be doing over the holiday period?
We are going to be stuck inside our house,
right.
Just waiting for this whole ass show to pass, and that's it. Yeah.
Now, I do have to ask you something. There was a story. I don't think we've talked about it on the show this morning. I did put it in the Mindbender Club mailer today, but we haven't talked about it on the show. It's about the most popular foods that people serve for Christmas, because Thanksgiving mm-hmm. has its, right? It's traditional.
Mm-hmm.
But with Christmas, yeah. It's a little bit more wide open. Do you have any kind of annual traditional food that you serve at Christmas?
Yeah, so I'm from Brazil, and Christmas food in Brazil is pretty much turkey, ham, or, you know, rice and salad, a bunch of stuff with it. We eat a lot of codfish too. So I don't know. I think this year, because we just had Thanksgiving, we are just going to make something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what's about to slide into the top 10, they said, according to this list, is lasagna.
I was supposed to say, why don't you make a lasagna? Skip the codfish this year and make a lasagna.
Yeah, throw the codfish out the
lasagna
window.
Done?
Yeah, sounds tasty.
Susan, we think you are delightful. Please call us off, and you have a great Christmas and New Year, okay?
Happy holidays, guys.
Thank you, Susan. Who's next? Jamie. Hi, Jamie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey. I'm glad you called. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I saw something funny yesterday, and I was thinking that you guys would have gotten a laugh out of it. So I was pulling out of my neighborhood, and we're up by Green Mountain, and I saw a buck, you know, and he was right in the middle of Florida, and he's, you know, just moseying along. And I thought, oh no, you know, because people turn around that corner really pretty quickly. Sure enough, this woman goes around the corner, and she, you know, has to break, you know, suddenly, and the deer is standing there. But it was so funny because she had those antlers coming off of her car. And it was so hysterical because there's a car with antlers and the deer staring at the car and he's like cocking his head and I'm like laughing and I couldn't get a picture soon enough, but I did get a picture of the deer, but I missed the car. I was like, that was hilarious.
He mounts the car, you know, you're like, oh, get off.
Like, oh,
my deductible.
That's
pretty funny.
Can you see the deer going, how you do it?
How you do it?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
or he's like, Mom? It's almost like a Disney movie where the deer befriends a car or something like that.
Oh, no.
Mommy?
That's so good.
That's really funny.
What are you doing for Christmas, Jamie? Anything good?
Well, I mean, we're going to get together with a very small group of friends, family, you know, people that we're all kind of trying to quarantine ahead of time to keep everyone safe. And we are going to do homemade pasta and sauce.
Atta girl.
And,
nice.
Atta girl.
Sounds real
good.
Hey, marinara sauce is red. It's very Christmas. So.
Right.
It's perfect.
Exactly, right? So we're going to do that. And I think maybe a small prime rib. To have a little variety. So
nice.
That's what I like about. I mean, Thanksgiving has its traditional foods, but that's what I like about Christmas is that a variety comes into play.
It's a free for all, isn't it?
Yeah, different tables around the country all have different, you know, choices.
Right.
Who's preparing that prime rib?
Well, my friend's gonna do the prime rib. I'm doing the homemade pasta and sauce and everything.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So.
Good. I was going to say, because there's, if you Google, I think it's like a horseradish crusted prime rib. Whatever recipe comes up for that is killer.
Huh.
You actually have to go buy, you have to buy a horseradish root and like take it to your cheese grater, you know, and grind it up. And then you rub it all over that prime rib and it's incredible.
Really does it make it too, like pungent or spicy?
You would think you don't want to rub your eye while you're doing it, while you're putting it on there. But no, after it cooks down and everything, it's so good.
I'll tell her, because I think last time she did it kind of slow cooked it in the oven, you know, and did this basting thing, and it came out really good. It was very tender.
All right, well, she wants to jazz it up a little bit.
That is great.
I'll tell her to look at the horseradish crust.
There you go.
Jamie, you've made our morning. Thanks for the funny story, and I hope you have a great holiday with your family, okay?
You too.
Bye, Jamie.
All right, thank you. Steven is on line 3. Hello, Steven.
Happy holidays, boys.
Hello.
Thank you, sir.
Steven.
What's going on in
your
world?
Mind today?
Well, I made an observation about the classic music band The Beatles. And I don't know if I'm just a big dumb idiot, so I want to ask you, Don, because I know you're a big Beatles guy.
All right.
So, you know how they spell their name differently from the insect, the beetle?
Mm-hmm.
It's B-E-A-T, and it didn't occur to me until like a few weeks ago that that makes sense in the context of music. It makes sense.
It's a beat.
It's like a drum beat.
Doom, doom, ching, doom, 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 ching, doom, doom, doom.
Did they do that on purpose?
Yes, they did.
Now we know.
Okay, good. Good. I didn't know. So when I realized that, I was like, oh my gosh.
Mind blown.
Now that is funny.
That is very funny.
And I also realized I was spelling the insect beetle wrong. Like Googling a pine beetle, that's when I found out.
You're like, oh my
God. That's why that movie that came out was a year or so ago called Yesterday. And he wakes up, you know, in a world where there never was the band Beatles. And he's Googling. And every time he types in on Google Beatles, you know, it brings up the, you know, the bugs.
Did you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. And stuff like that.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And I didn't I saw that movie and I didn't even realize then.
Yeah, you're a big dumb idiot.
Yep, that's what I thought.
It boils down to.
What are you doing for the holidays, Stephen?
You know, just the old family gathering. But I will tell you this, I will not be eating a Christmas ham. I refuse. I don't get why a Christmas ham has become a thing. I think if it's going to be a special day with a special meal, you toss the ham out. That's just my opinion. Get a steak, get a lasagna, have good food.
You just haven't had the right ham yet, buddy.
Now, everyone has told me that, and I still refuse it. Ham, it's like it cooled off in 20 seconds, so you're just eating cold ham on a sandwich or whatever. Give me a nice medium rare steak.
Oh, good for you.
That's a Christmas meal.
There you go.
Fair enough. Listen, you be safe. Greetings to your family, and thanks for calling, buddy. Have a great day.
You bet, guys. Bye.
See you, buddy.
Bye. There he goes. You know, has anybody ever made a lasagna sandwich?
Oh my God, that sounds good. Like, what would you use like a French bread or something on the top and bottom?
So something, or maybe like a Texas toast, because you'd need it to have some. The bread would have to have some oomph, I think.
Yeah.
Or go completely opposite and do it like on a flat bread, so that the you don't overwhelm with the carbs, I guess.
Yeah. That sounds messy. It sounds good.
Well, as soon as he talked about a ham sandwich and do lasagna instead, I'm thinking, but you can't do a lasagna sandwich the next day. Maybe you could.
Sure you could.
We're going to sneak in Leah's call here. Hi, Leah. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Leah. Hey. What's on your mind today?
Well, I think that I don't want this to sound snarky at all, but there's something that all the time on the show that is a little irritating to me, and I think it's also a little irritating to you guys.
Wow. Oh, well, we like snarky, so take your time.
Yeah, we gotta know. What is it?
Oh my God. Everybody always asks you how you are every time they get on the air.
Yeah. Like,
they're good. They've been good the last 57 times.
we're still good. But it's just social lubricant, you know?
Right.
It's just,
I know.
It's a reflex.
I'm sure it's out of habit, but every time I'm just like, oh my God.
What would you rather
have? You're like, we're good. You're good. We're good. We're still
good. You good. Dom, you good. Jerry, you good. Yeah, we're good.
We have fun.
It's kind of funny.
It does not bother us.
It
doesn't. We just have fun. When I say that, Jeremy, how are you? I mean, we're just being snarky and fun, but we don't mind because Jeremy's right. It's just the way society interacts.
Yeah.
Right?
So, it's a reflex at this point. You don't care. You don't care how we're doing.
Nobody cares.
It's the same as like the guy walking down the hall on a Monday, like, hey Bob, how was your weekend? He doesn't care.
He doesn't really care.
Does not care at all.
So
I think it's just when I hear in the like the mind bender and everybody gets on one after another. Hi, how are you? We're still good. Thank you.
You're like, no.
Jeremy is exactly right. It's just a reflex now, and we're fine with it because we're just grateful that people call and chat with us because we are gabby guys and we just like to.
So Leah, how are you doing?
I am fantastic, Jeremy. Thank you for asking.
How's your Christmas shopping? Y'all wrapped up?
No. I started actually a nonprofit at the beginning of the pandemic, and we ended up doing a huge adopt-a-family thing, and we have been Christmas shopping for all of the adopt-a-family stuff, and I'm like maybe a quarter of the way done with my own shopping.
Well, thank you for doing what you're doing, though. That's pretty darn spectacular.
That's cool, yeah.
It's very rewarding.
Thanks. Yes, it's very fun.
Yeah.
Well, you are absolutely delightful. I hope you call us often, and I don't even care what the first words out of your mouth are when you get on the phone with us.
Right.
I don't care.
That's right.
You know, we could say, hey, Leah, thanks for calling the Dom and Jeremy show, and you could start by saying, hey, guys, go to hell. You know what I mean? It's like,
you guys are the worst.
No, you guys are the best. I would never say that.
Oh, you're sweet.
Well, we love you much, Leah. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, man, we've got other calls, but we just ran up against time, so I don't know what we're going to do about that.
I don't know.
Try to sneak in one more? No, your call.
We do one real quick?
It's got to be fast. It's got to be a less than 30-second call.
Sorry.
Is your name pronounced, is it Ning?
Yes, it's me.
It's Ning.
Yes.
Hey.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Good morning, but I don't feel comfortable calling you boys. I think you are good grown men.
We're good grown men?
Oh, so we should be saying you're men in the morning? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I see.
I'm already on the about to go in. And my job, I work in a nursing home.
Yes,
and it's been great to, you know, I'm an activity coordinator.
Yeah. Okay. I used to do that in a retirement home. Well, thank you for doing what you do and working with those people.
We got to move into a break, but thank you for serving people like that. That means a lot to us.
Yeah, Ning,
and we will
you.
Be, just for Ning, we're your men in the morning.
Yeah. Grunt, grunt.
And when we say it, we're going to say it like this. You're men in the middle.